You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSope here, continuing our series, talking to our new 2021 NLC Institute Fellows. Nicholas Rengo is here. We'll catch up with him, hear what he's working on, hear what he's excited about once Institute starts here in a couple of days. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right, Nicholas, congrats on the fellowship. You know, I'm curious, when folks ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
Well, the answer is not so complicated, actually. I'm a trial attorney. So I currently work with King & Spalding, which is a big law firm. New office was set up here a few years ago in Los Angeles. And I help large companies figure out high-stakes commercial disputes around class actions, privacy issues, and other litigation.
And in terms of how you've seen the law intersect with your progressive values over the years and currently, how do you see that intersection happen?
Well, certainly for businesses, it's important to think about, you know, how they behave in the market. But for me, my real passion is criminal justice work. And so I try to keep that in mind with the pro bono work that I do. I'm currently representing, for example, someone in a criminal matter in federal court. And prior to this, I was also a public defender. So I try to draw on that experience as I think about the work that I do.
And then as a lawyer, watching a lot of the interesting shenanigans might be a nice way to put it. That's happening in courtrooms post-election. Now, we're recording this in early December. Folks will obviously hear it, hopefully, after it's very clear that Biden, of course, will become president. But yeah, how do you interpret or think through what you're seeing in courtrooms across the country when there's some pretty wild lawyering going on?
Well, I think that's really interesting, actually, because it draws out the difference between saying something in front of a television or on camera and saying something in a courtroom. You know, as an attorney, you have a duty to the court and to your clients, to the opposing parties, to speak truthfully when in the court and to speak in only a way that you have a good faith basis or on actual fact. And certainly sometimes you see that as different in the news.
Well, I'm curious too, in terms of NLC, how did you hear about the program in the first place?
Oh, you know, I was lucky actually to meet a few of the alumni from other chapters while I was studying law in New York at NYU and while I was practicing as a public defender. And they just shared with me what a great experience it had been. After I looked into the LA chapter, I saw what incredible alumni are here and just was excited to join to learn more about the progressive issues here in LA County.
And then you know, I'm sure you're excited about connecting with the new fellows once you all get together in your respective Zoom boxes. But in terms of what you're looking to develop for yourself from the experience, what are you hoping to get out of it in the next 5-6 months?
Well, part of it is definitely those fellows. I mean, just connecting with other people who are making a big impact in their own industries and sectors is very exciting. I want to learn about what they're doing and what other issues they're working on. And then some of the skills that the program offers, you know, thinking about how you do campaigning, communications, how you build a network, and most importantly, how you can make an impact locally, even outside of the work that you're doing day to day.
Awesome. Well, listen, congrats again. We're excited to have you in the fellowship. Good luck when you meet up with everybody here in a couple of days. And thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can hear the individual episodes of the other fellows that Nicholas will be joining. Get those in all the spots you find your podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher. They're all there, short and sweet. Check them out. So until next time, we'll catch you soon.